fences made out of rocks or stone?
No, you know, I never did. I've seen them up in north, you know, in Pennsylvania and places like that, but I never seen one.
Never, they don't.
We just don't have them kind of rocks here.
A woman will often say that she has two kinds of dishes. She has her everyday dishes and she has her good
china.
Yeah, you can say the good china.
And there is also something, using that word, that you might say that you use to put in a nest to make a hen lay.
Really?
Do you ever hear it called a china egg?
Yeah.
I've seen a few. Oh, I would call one of them.
Did you just call it an egg, you think?
Yeah, that's called a nest egg.
Okay. When you have a well, you'll have something that you'll use, maybe on a rope or a chain, to pull the water up.
You draw the water with a bucket or a rope. Okay. You know, with a bucket and a rope or a chain.
All right. What else would you use a bucket for? Anything?
Well,
let's approach that from a different way. We're talking about a bucket and a pail. Now, are they the same thing?
I reckon you would say it. We call it any kind of a thing that'll hold water, a bucket.
Could a bucket be wood or metal?
Yeah, a bucket would be wood or metal.
And what about a pail? Could it be wood or metal?
I just wouldn't know about a pail. We
I think they're the same thing.
Okay. What do you put your garbage in? What do you call the container that you use for your garbage?
Garbage can.
Okay. Was there a time when you had hogs that you had something else?
Slop, yeah. I have a slop bucket.
I thought you might remember that.
I told them anyone. Bucket on.
If Mrs. Williams were going to fry some chicken for supper, she might do it in a
skillet or a frying pan.
Are they the same thing?
No.
They're not. Which is, what's the difference?
A skillet is a thick concern, heavy, and a frying pan is thin, you know, and it'll burn quicker.
A long handle for
a frying pan. Have you ever seen something like this that has little legs?
Yeah, I have seen them. I don't know what we call them.
They use those, I guess, in fireplaces more.
Yeah, you should use them on a fireplace. I've seen folks cook on them, you know, on a fireplace. Call them a little old oven.
They had a lid on them, didn't they?
Yeah.
And when our power goes off, we cook in our fireplace. So it's not all that far away. There is usually a big iron kettle or pot or something that's used. Now, when you use the word kettle, is this something that you use on the stove or is it an outdoor?
Well, we got both kinds, you know. We got an iron pot that's going on the stove and we got an iron kettle, a pot that you put out in the yard. We make lye hominy. You ever hear of lye hominy?
I've heard of it, but you all still make it?
Well, sure, she did.
Do you really?
The little same old ashes out in the fireplace you were just talking about for the lye.
Is that right?
Try to get the ashes from a fella, don't chew the back.
What does that mean? I missed that.
They don't spit in the fireplace.
Sorry. I had to think about that for a while. You know, that never occurred to me. You do have to consider that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I got a son-in-law over the road there. He don't ever use tobacco. I smoke a pipe a little bit sometimes, but he don't have a spit in his fireplace. And Mama don't mind using the ashes coming over to his house. He still makes a fire. He got a sense of heating, but he always wants that fireplace.